This episode of the Fiction Writers Podcast is brought to you by The Novel Notebook. With each character and each setting, hundreds of details must be compiled and organized. Far too many for a writer, like you, to keep them cataloged in your brain. The Novel Notebook provides the answer. Visit www.fictionwriterspodcast.com/novel and quickly discover how to organize your materials and take your novel to the next level. Welcome to the Fiction Writers Podcast with Lana McCara, where you will discover tips, tricks, and ideas for fiction that is hashtag unputdownable. Here you'll find new energy, new perspectives, new resources, and new ideas that will spark your creativity into a blaze of brilliance. It's easier than you think. Be sure you visit our website at www.fictionwriterspodcast.com. While you're there, subscribe to us via your favorite network. Now, get out your notebook, tune in, and let's get started.
Writing's hard. For anybody who thinks it's easy, they just haven't done it. That is the real truth, and that's what we're going to talk about today. My name is Lana McCara, and welcome to the Fiction Writers Podcast, tips, tricks, and ideas for fiction that is hashtag unputdownable. Getting your butt in the seat, getting your hands on the keyboard, putting your mind into your project, and catching up to where you left off last time and looking up those little details that drive me crazy. And, oh, what color were his eyes again? I just can't remember. All those things. And then when you come across a little tidbit that you need to look up, you know, what year did people really start using this particular slang? Is it right for this period of time or not? Those are the historical questions that I grapple with all the time. So writing is not easy. I heard one person say that all you have to do is cut your wrists and bleed over the keyboard. That's what it takes to make a good writer. It's not easy. But there's something inside of us that says, this is what I need to do. I need to express these ideas. I need to tell the story. And even to the point where, for me, you know, I won't sleep. I'll have an idea. And if I don't get it on the keyboard and type it in, I will not sleep. So I've got to get up, get it out, put it there, and then go back and rest. So this is inside of us. It's a purpose. It is a passion. It's something we cannot just put down. But I made this episode today to encourage you. Even the most accomplished writers, I have 44 published books. I still feel that way at times. There are times when things just flow, and then all of a sudden I'll hit the certain patch, and I'm there. I'm in that struggle to find the right word, to see the right perspective of the people and to understand the dialogue and all these different facets of it. It hits me once in a while, and I have to push through that. It's just a passing phase of the book. So your writing doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't even have to be good. It doesn't even have to be readable. Sometimes I come back and I find a section like, what was I thinking? What happened here? Missing words and words that are typos and all this stuff going on. And somehow I got distracted, I guess. I don't know. But that's what second reads are for, and second drafts and third drafts and so forth. So give yourself a break. If you find it difficult, it's not because you're a bad writer. It's not because you're new. It's not because this is not the field for you. If you feel the urge and the urgency to write a book, a novel, that's because it's inside of you and you need to let it come out. You need to express it. You need to give yourself a chance. And the very fact that you might be thinking, this is hard, it's probably not for me, that is the thought itself is the problem. You're not telling yourself the truth. You're giving yourself a hindrance, a roadblock to success. So send your editor out to play when you sit down at the keyboard. And if it's a struggle, work through the struggle. After you pass a few minutes of typing and pushing through it, you're probably going to hit a space where you get a creative urge, creative flow, and things just start to come out. And when you're done, you love it. Doesn't matter if you have to pitch the first three pages of writing. Don't worry about it. You have plenty more where that came from. So that quote, every gold mine is at the end of a dirt road. I love that because right now I'm writing a book about the gold rush. So, yeah, think about that. Every gold mine is at the end of a dirt road. How many multimillionaires do you know? Can you name who started out as just college kids trying to pay their college bill or somebody who lived in their car? I always think about Robert Kiyosaki, the rich dad, poor dad guy, who lost everything. He and his wife lived in their car for a while until they could get themselves back together again. It is not easy, but there's something inside of us that says we need to do this. So we just keep going one day at a time, one page at a time, one word at a time. So be encouraged today. You will get there. The only way you can fail is if you stop trying and you just plain quit. So don't quit. I'm looking forward to hearing of your successes. Please join me on YouTube and put in the comments. Write a review. Let me know how you're doing, and especially over on social media as well. I would love to see you over there. My name is Lana Makira. Thank you so much. See you next time.
Thank you for tuning into the Fiction Writers Podcast with Lana Makira, where we share tips, tricks, and ideas for fiction that is hashtag unputdownable. Remember to visit our website at www.fictionwriterspodcast.com and enjoy even more great episodes like this one. Again, while you're here, subscribe to us via your favorite network. We look forward to seeing you next time on the Fiction Writers Podcast.